This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Northeast Colorado will see severe thunderstorms and some tornadoes this afternoon and into tonight. Bob Klyla is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
The higher threat of tornadoes is basically Fort Collins north to the Wyoming border out towards, say, you know, Sterling area. But, I mean, we can't rule out some isolated tornadoes even further south, down into the Denver area, maybe out towards Akron, stuff like that.
A tornado was spotted last hour near Akron in a largely stationary thunderstorm. Forecasters are also warning of the potential for hail more than 2 inches in diameter for the area. Democrats may not control the House of Representatives, but it's not stopping Congresswoman Diana DeGette from trying to force a vote on her abortion access bill. She's filed a discharge petition, a procedural maneuver that automatically brings a measure up for consideration if a majority of House members sign on.
This is legislation that was passed by the chamber not once, but twice last year. There's no reason why any member who doesn't have their head in the sand shouldn't be ready to support it a third time.
But last year, the House was controlled by Democrats. To get the bill to the floor this year would require at least 6 Republicans to sign on, an unlikely proposition. Denver City Council has rezoned the former Park Hill Golf Course to preserve it as open space. That paves the way for owners of the land back to turn it back into a golf course. The move comes after developers bought the parcel for $24 million in 2019 and sought to build other development, which voters ultimately rejected. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.